Good weekend to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Yesterday, we began an exciting several-week journey with Jesus and his disciples as we walked together toward Easter. If you missed yesterday, I urge you to go to our Daily Archives tab and catch up with us so you understand where we are, where we're going, and why. I left you yesterday standing with Jesus and his disciples at Caesarea Philippi, looking out over a remarkable scene of hundreds, perhaps thousands of people engaged in business, worshiping their idols at cliff niches, watering their animals, and of course lots of talking as they share news of their part of the world. This was a very strategic location for Jesus to ask a very important question of his disciples. They didn't know it, but Jesus was beginning there that day the final segment of his earthly journey. For the question Jesus asked formed the foundation of all that would happen from that day forward in the remainder of Jesus' earthly life and for eternity beyond. Do you remember the question? Matthew records it this way. When Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" Matthew 16:13. If you are familiar with the Bible, Jesus primarily used this title or phrase when speaking of himself, Son of Man. It highlights the hard-to-comprehend fact that Jesus is God incarnate in human flesh. Remember, we celebrate that at Christmas. The disciples responded, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Their response makes it clear these disciples were all Jewish men who spent their lives primarily with Jewish people, and thus their response was what Jewish people said about Jesus, for all three men mentioned were famous Jews. John the Baptist, of course, was that radical man who ate weird food, dressed and acted like a crazy man, and passionately called Jews of his day to repent and prepare for the coming of the Messiah, Mark chapter 1. John was the first person to identify Jesus publicly as the Messiah, the day Jesus stepped out of the Jordan River crowd and was baptized. John declared that he was the person Isaiah had promised would prepare the way for the Messiah. John had been beheaded a few months before by King Herod when John publicly shamed Herod for living in adultery, according to Matthew chapter 14. Elijah was perhaps the most famous Old Testament prophet in all of Israel's history. Elijah was called to be God's spokesman primarily to the northern kingdom Israel and was famous for both his miracles and his confrontation of wicked King Ahab and Queen Jezebel and their prophets of Baal at the famous showdown of Mount Carmel, according to 1 Kings 18. Elijah was famous for never having died a normal death, but rather being swept up to heaven by a chariot of fire as he walked along with Elisha, 2 Kings chapter 2. Jeremiah, you may recall from our recent study, was God's final prophet to the kings and people of Jerusalem during the years just before Jerusalem and the temple were both destroyed by King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians in 586 B.C. Jeremiah was famous not for miracles, but for his messages from God, both spoken and written, which we have in the Bible book which bears his name. Now ponder that a moment, my friends. Can you see why some people might have thought Jesus was a reincarnation or resurrection of any of these three famous Jewish leaders, if, of course, either reincarnation or resurrection is possible? We don't know how long Jesus lingered, letting his disciples ponder the question, or their responses as they watched hundreds of people worshiping at the niches with idols in the cliff of the hill of Caesarea Philippi. But I would guess Jesus let them reflect on that for a while. Finally, Jesus asked them this question, "But what about you? Who do you say I am?" Matthew 16:15. Maybe Jesus looked at them straight in the eye, each of them. Maybe Jesus just kept looking at the people with incense in their hands, standing in front of man-carved idols or man-sculptured images. I wonder how long this powerful, penetrating question hung in the air until finally someone spoke. I wonder if the lone voice which responded did so with bold confidence or timid hope. Matthew records that moment with these words. Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:16. It's one of the most profound statements made by any person at any time in human history. Perhaps that's why, when the scribes began affixing chapters and verse numbers, they made sure this verse address would be easy to remember. Matthew 16:16. I wonder what happened as soon as Peter spoke those words. I presume several of the disciples gasped, mouths wide open, eyes bulging out in disbelief. Matthew is the one who tells us some of these guys still did not believe this identity about Jesus, even after his resurrection, according to Matthew 28:17. I wonder if Peter had a confused look on his face, even as he spoke the words, wondering to himself, where did that idea come from? Have you ever wondered about words which came out of your mouth? Perhaps Jesus took a step toward Peter and with a broad smile put his hand on Peter's shoulder and said to Peter, with an affirming voice, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of John, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." Matthew 16:17. Jesus probably paused for a moment to let that sink in, both to Peter and every other disciple, for it was a clear, radical statement of spiritual revelation. Jesus was claiming God had spoken directly to Peter, giving Peter insight and information which was not possible for Peter to know without God revealing it directly to Peter. As you know, my friends, Jewish families in biblical times chose names for their children, sons in particular, with great attention to the significance of the name. Do you remember when Jesus and Peter had first met? Jesus had said to him, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Kephas," which when translated is Peter, John chapter 1. Simon means he who hears God. Jewish parents named their children in hopes and anticipation that their kids would live up to the significance of their name. Jesus was, in that moment, confirming Simon Peter was living up to the importance of his original name Simon, since he had heard from God a very important truth. The truth statement Simon Peter had heard from God and boldly proclaimed about Jesus' identity wasn't only an important truth, it was essential to the world-changing significance of Passover Easter weekend. So let's pause right here for today. I have two questions for us. First, do you hear from God? Did you know that is a major role of the Holy Spirit of God in the life of any person who has trusted Jesus to be their Savior? The work of the Holy Spirit in a person's life is one of the evidences that God really has done the miracles of their salvation experience and placed His Holy Spirit within them. Second, do you understand why Peter's statement is essential for the significance of Easter for you and me today, 2,000 years later? Join me again tomorrow, and we'll answer that question